Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you run out of money. I'm sending you my regards from Krynica, a small town in Poland on the border with Slovakia, with a lot of nature, where I basically took a weekend trip. We're gonna have a little bit of nature sounds around because I'm actually walking and wind as well. So I hope it's gonna be okay. And the topic for this week is actually weekend trips for nomads and in general. I'm gonna share some insights and rules about how exactly am I traveling as a digital nomad over the weekends, which is basically the only part that of the week that I have free. This was inspired by actually coming here to Krynica when it was totally rainy and kind of getting stuck in my room instead of walking all weekend. So I thought it was a good opportunity to refresh my own mindset, rules and preparations in regard to those weekend trips and share them with you. I hope you find them useful for your weekends as well. Maybe you can take a thing or two and implement on your weekends. Have fun. Okay, so let's start to discuss the topic of weekend travel routines. So, a small introduction is in place. Weekends are very special, and there is a good reason of why those are holy in most religions. And the reason is that those are basically 2 days or 1 day to disconnect from the material world, explore, have fun, be aware, leave, and get lost. So, on a personal note, as a Jew and an atheist as well, which is a topic for another discussion, I do believe that some of the rituals in the religions, in all religions, are very beneficial and have a lot of wisdom in them. So, my holy day is Saturday. So, this is the day of increased awareness when I can get close to the concept of Shechina, which is a Hebrew word that has the meaning of connecting with the Creator and the universe. So let's talk a little bit about nomads. Nomads are hard workers, and due to their own obligations, you know, we have clients that we have to attend to and so on and so on, we usually work a lot during the week. And that means that our only spare time, real spare time, a chunk of spare time is over the weekends, where we can actually explore where we are, the country where we are, the city, away from the city where we stay, and its surroundings. So this article will basically present the rules, the mindset and the routines I follow on the weekends to become a little bit more happier and also get the energy levels needed to start a new week of work. So starting with the mindset and rules, let's start with the first one, which is basically travel. So over the weekends, I always go somewhere. Digital nomads usually stay 1 month or 2 months in a location before they head to the new one. But I found out that I'm most happier when I actually leave this location over the weekend. I do not like to mix the energies of the places where I stay and work with my places of leisure over the weekend. So I like to disconnect them, get totally out of the city. The idea is as following. I will probably always try to stay at least one night away from my city. So, because this is for the reason that I found that it's a lot easier to get happy in a new place, to increase your awareness and so on and so on. And I guess that's what the travel bug is all about. It's kind of a drug that allows you to get a little bit more aware and happy when you're in a new environment. And needless to say that if you follow this strategy of traveling over the weekend, it's not going to be uncommon to speak with some of the locals and find out that in the course of 2 months that you've been traveling each weekend, you now know their country a lot more than they do, a lot more places. So that's the fun part of it. So always travel in a nutshell over the weekend. Go somewhere else. Now let's move on to the second concept, which is the concept of getting lost. So before we dive a little bit to the preparations and the routines, the mindset of getting lost is quite valuable. So my life during the week is quite efficient. I optimize time, I avoid uncertainties, I work as hard as I can. And the mindset that I adopt on the weekend is totally a reversed one. I'm trying to get lost actively, basically just walk until something interesting happens. And since the place where I'm staying on the weekend is new, interesting stuff will happen pretty fast because everything that is new is interesting. So over the weekends, I look for adventures. I'm open-minded to more interactions with people. I enjoy making mistakes and wasting time as long as it doesn't spill to the week where I work. So in a nutshell, just get lost. Okay, let's move on to the preparations part. So a getting lost mindset doesn't mean you need to be a total hipster and totally unaware of anything around you. You do want to do some things in advance to make sure that you're going to have a good weekend. And here are some things I do to ensure a good weekend. So the first one is basically decide where to go. So while staying in my digital nomad base or city during the week, I interact a lot with locals and tourists and ask them, hey, where did you go? And so on and so on. What is interesting? I read a little bit about the country and basically compile a list of places on my wish list of going in on the weekend trips. And that's important because you want to pick the best destinations for your weekends. They're kind of limited as long as you're staying in one place before leaving it. Okay, so that's the deciding where to go, and we're switching now to accommodation. So I usually book a place for the weekend in the same week when I'm traveling, and that means that I make sure to check out of my current accommodation in the city, unless I'm renting a place for a month, on the day that I travel. This gives me a push in case I'm getting lazy over the weekend and say to myself, maybe I should stay and shouldn't go. I have a checkout and I have a check-in. And that kind of tells you that you have nowhere to sleep unless you go traveling. I prefer to arrive to my destination when there is still a little bit light, so I can explore on the day of my arrival, the destination, and also make sure I can locate my accommodation easily. I'm also making sure before I book that I'm going to arrive to the place before the last hour to check in, because some places actually close check-in very, very early, especially in small places. And I take a screenshot of the invoice and the address of the accommodation, which is also important. One more thing I look for when I book a place is the number of reviews the place has and the last booking date. And sites like booking.com allow you to do that. That's for an important reason, to make sure that the place is still alive. So if it has a lot of reviews and the last booking was made very, very recently, it means that it's alive. Some places, especially in small places, and I learned it recently in a place called Karolino Bugash in Ukraine, where I arrived late at night and found out that nobody was there in the hotel or the hostel for months already. A story for itself and a really good get lost story. Okay, so that's about the accommodation. And let's move on to the next section of transportation. So sometimes, like this weekend, I simply go to the train station, bus station, and just find out on the departure list the next place where I'm going to stay, and then book it on booking.com or Hostelworld and so on and so on. I usually use Wikipedia when I do that, those spontaneous trips, to see if there is something of interest in one of those departure list destinations. But I have to say that it makes, if you know where you're going in advance, it makes a lot of sense to book the tickets in advance, usually online, so you don't waste time waiting, and you can also get better rates because usually last minute rates in transportation are high. So purchase your ticket in advance if you can. And if you can, purchase also a return ticket. So that way you're sure not to get stuck in the place where you're at and not to waste chunk of your week as well. And now, if you can't book a reserve ticket, just make sure upon arrival that you know the itinerary and the location of transportation back to your destination, which is important. Sometimes it's surprisingly you can get stuck in your destination and I recently did. So one more thing to consider is the weather. Now, you probably want to take the weather into consideration, and I learned it right now, that's why I'm writing this post, when you travel somewhere. So you want to make a quick check that the weather conditions in your destination are fine before you're booking it, because if it's going to be totally rainy and cold, you might as well change to another destination. And in any case, knowing the weather allows you to prepare in advance. What kind of shoes should you take? Should you take warm clothing? And should you take an umbrella? I would kill for an umbrella, by the way, right now. So let's move on to another section, which is map and knowledge. So it's always good to have a data package on your mobile, just in case you can connect to your contact your accommodation, check Google Maps, see what's going on in case something goes wrong. What I do is, in case that you don't have a mobile package, or in any case, just save the offline map on Google on the location you're traveling to. Now, in addition to that, in order to know your place well and get prepared to what exactly you're going to do there, I recommend reading the relevant Wikipedia entry on the place, which is interestingly kind of informative and shows you the places of interest, but I don't stop there. I usually also read the chapter about the place in Lonely Planet. I have a PDF of each place I go to, and I also read the things to do when I can on TripAdvisor in the destination, and then you're kind of prepared. Let's move on to another thing that you can prepare for, which is basically try to travel with someone or to someone. So there's a saying, happiness is only true when shared. I think that maybe, and maybe not, but it's a really nice thing to do in advance before you go to the weekend, is to find someone to travel with you, someone that you like. Now, in addition to that, if you can't find someone like that, you might want to travel to someone. So check your connections and network on Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the social network to check if someone is actually in the location where you're going to. If it's a big city, you might be surprised that there is someone you didn't even think that is there. And one more thing that you can do is actually getting hosted by people by using Couchsurfing. So this is kind of the social interaction element during the weekend, which is pretty cool. One more thing you can do, by the way, on accommodation and social, is to book a dorm room, and then you're gonna have some companies and you're not gonna spend the weekend alone. Okay, let's move on to the luggage and everything that has to do with keeping your luggage. So in case you're checking out over the weekend, which is really makes sense because then you don't pay for two places in advance, you're stuck with all your luggage. Traveling to your weekend trip with your luggage for 2 days doesn't make a lot of sense. So I always leave my luggage in the city where I stay and I come back to. So you can either leave your luggage with a friend in the city, in your accommodation. But over here, you have to ask in advance your accommodation, since most of them only allow you to keep it over the day. Or what I do recently is always leaving my luggage in my co-working space, which is pretty cool. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the weekend beginning. So I usually don't travel early in the morning when the weekend starts. I stay in my city a little bit, and then I use this time to meet some friends for coffee, go shopping, or do some tasks that I usually don't have time to do during the week before I travel. And let's talk about the interesting part of things I do when arriving to my weekend destinations. So each of us enjoy different things, and over here you're gonna have to compile your own list or know the things that make you most happy. Over time, I've learned what are the things that make me more happy, and I'm gonna share them with you. Again, there might not be relevant for you, so but just to give you a few ideas. So some of the things I do is a long, endless walk in my destination, preferably in nature. So I always check if there is a walking route or a national park close to where I am. I also listen to interesting lectures and podcasts while walking. I'm trying to speak with more people, to be more open-minded, give people a break, actually give a little bit of money to those who are in need, and I sadly ignore during the week. So I have a little bit more compassion and time for people that I don't know. I try to read a book. I always try to check if there is a free city tour in the place where I am, and usually in big cities there is, and those are great. I call my parents, I write for the blog and freestyle, I Skype with a friend, I improve a language, I go try to going to a meetup and knowing some people, taking some photos, sending messages to my friend and or friends, and scream to nature. And this one I'm going to elaborate maybe on another day. So basically that's it for now. I hope this gave you some idea about how to spend a nice weekend. And by all means, I don't want to pressure you in case that you feel like your weekends are best spent in your city, in front of the TV, or with friends. That's also okay. Just be aware of what makes you happy. And that's basically it. So this the show notes for this are going to be on the blog on www.becomenomad.com. It would be great if you can leave us a review on iTunes. We have zero reviews, which is pretty embarrassing. You can also sign up for our newsletter that's going to be sent very, very soon. And that's basically it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.